The popular PBS children's program Sesame Street turns 41 years old this week. But don't tell Big Bird. That would just confuse him.
I'm surprised that the show has been on so long because I'm only 6 years old. You have to remember, it's bird years. I mean, it's not the same as dogs.
Muppet characters Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch, both voiced by Carol Spinney, have been part of Sesame Street since the beginning. And they were joined in this promotional interview with actress Sonia Manzano, known to generations of the program's viewers as Maria. Manzano noted that the show has gone through many changes in its history, in part just to keep current with the world around it.
Television has changed. Computers happened. The internet happened. When we first began the show, there was no internet and there weren't computers. And everybody watched the show at the same time every day. Now people watch the show whenever they want. They can watch old shows. They can watch new shows. They can get videos of the shows that they prefer. So the landscape of television has certainly changed.
But one constant, according to Oscar, has been the program's consistently quick pacing.
I think we've always made room for a short attention span theater because we get our ideas across. The show was even created to be a little bit like commercials, kind of based a little bit on laughing. You know, funny and right to the point.
Another hallmark throughout Sesame Street's history has been its ability to incorporate playful elements that appeal to adults, such as puns, impersonations, and parodies, while keeping younger viewers engaged in the educational aspects.
We want the adults to watch the show with their children, and if we do a parody, an adult will sit there and watch, and they'll get some enjoyment out of the show. I remember we had a head writer who used to say, you can do any parody you want, but you can't exclude the child. That's why there's parodies like True Mud. We're going to do that based on True Blood. We've been doing that forever, and we continue to do that.
Yeah, I hate to say anything nice, but not only is it fun for the kids to see and learn from, but it's always been funny for the grown-ups to see, too.
Since it debuted back in 1970, Sesame Street has become internationally popular, with co-produced versions appearing everywhere from Brazil to Bangladesh, Japan to Jordan. Manzano is mildly surprised that the program has translated to other cultures so readily.
They use our Muppet pieces and then they have their own street pieces. But I think that's the fascinating thing about Sesame Street. It's a very American show, but children all over the world relate to it. And you wonder why that is. I happen to think it's the Muppets, that everybody wants to be a little bit like Cookie Monster and everybody wants to be a little bit like Oscar and Grover, and I think that's what touches the hearts of children all over the world and why they like the show that's so American, really.
But as the original Sesame Street begins its 41st year of new programs this week, Big Bird says there will continue to be one enduring constant.
I think it's always going to be fun to see and learn from. Always.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.